This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi is underway in Delhi. This is the first Union Cabinet meeting since the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed 26 lives. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security is also likely today. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor sector. Pakistan Army posts also fired in Baramulla and Kupwara districts as well as across the international border in the Bargwal sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. BJP today hit out at the Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav for allegedly insulting Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar by altering an image. Talking to media in New Delhi, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal accused the Samajwadi Party chief of attempting to garner votes of the people belonging to Dalit community through such imagery. Responding to a question about opposition's demand for a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Meghwal said that they have received a letter in this regard. He added that the Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will have a discussion on this. In West Bengal, at least 15 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Phalpatti Machua in central Kolkata last night. Kolkata Police Commissioner Manoj Kumar Verma said a special team has been formed to investigate the incident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. The PMO, India's handle, in a social media post, announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In Andhra Pradesh, 7 people lost their lives and about 15 were injured after collapse of a wall adjacent to a queue line at the Simhachalam temple near Visakhapatnam. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, the PMO, India, announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. The Chardham Yatra began in Uttarakhand today with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples for devotees in the Uttarkashi district on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The portals were opened amid chanting of Vedic hymns and other religious rituals. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami also offered prayers at Gangotri Dham on the occasion. The portals of Kedarnath Dham will open on Friday, while the gates of Badrinath Dham will open on Sunday. Devotees took a holy dip in the sacred rivers across the country on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya today. In a social media post, he stated that the occasion will inspire renewed strength in the collective resolve towards building a Viksit Bharat. Basav Jayanti has been celebrated today. The day marks the birth anniversary of 12th century Kannada poet, philosopher and social reformer Jagadguru Basaveshwar. The festival is widely observed in Karnataka, with celebrations also taking place in Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the profound wisdom of Jagadguru Basaveshwar on the occasion.
हमारी योजनाओं में भी आप काय का और दासोहा का प्रभाव जरूर देख सकते हैं। भगवान बसवेश्वर जी ने हमारे समाज को जो ऊर्जा दी, उन्होंने लोकतंत्र, शिक्षा और समानता के जो आदर स्थापित किए थे, आज भी भारत की बुनियाद में भगवान बसवेश्वर की ये प्रेरणा, निस्वार्थ सेवा की ये निष्ठा, यही हमारे भारत की बुनियाद है। जितनी मजबूत ये बुनियाद होगी, उतना ही मजबूत हमारा देश होगा।
Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju, Prahlad Joshi, Shobha, Karan Laje and BJP MP Tejaswi Surya, among others, played floral tribute to Guru Basaveshwar at the Parliament House complex on the occasion. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.